Welcome to the fifth episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. Yes. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Riri.
Yay! She is our special cosplaying guest today. Kyle's here, but we kicked him out.
Hi.
And got Riri cosplay. We'll put a link to her Facebook in the link dump.
Yay! So you
can know what we're talking about.
Like me?
Yeah. Please like me. Because we're doing a shoot with her today, and I said, F it, let's invite her to the podcast. Yes. Mix it up a little bit.
Yes. This is my first podcast ever.
A podcast. I have something to say about our podcast real quick.
Okay.
Because we're getting things on the YouTubes about how our podcast is not 100% about cosplay. So, I just wanted to say, our podcast will never 100% be about cosplay. It will have cosplay talkings in it. But I don't think every week, 100% of the time, it can be cosplay. Because conversations meld into related topics.
Yes. It's about the cosplay lifestyle.
The lifestyle.
That's a fantastic... No,
and,
I like that.
Well, even in the description, I say random talkings. I say we're gonna talk about random ass shit sometimes. So I just
minded mutterings.
Yes.
It's all one thing. Yes.
So I just wanted to say that because I will not be replying to any of those for in the future. Okay, well, yay.
All right, now that we've got the ugliness out of the way.
Serious. Yeah. Anyways, San Diego Comic-Con tickets went on sale and promptly sold out.
I got the super serious email and I just looked at it and chuckled softly to myself.
Did you guys try going or getting tickets?
Oh, no. I'm not.
I never tried.
Oh,
have you tried?
We already have tickets from pre-reg.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
And so we were up this morning helping my friend Justin
go get
tickets, but he only got one other day. So he has 2 days total to go, but it's okay. It's okay. He's going.
How many days total is it?
4 days.
Four. Okay. I can never tell because it seems like it lasts like the whole week. Because there's like,
right.
There's like pre stuff.
Well, yeah, there's preview night. That's Wednesday night. That's just basically a line to get in to see the toys, which I've done 1 year and it's very useful. But then you have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's wow. So fun.
That's at the LA Convention Center too?
No, San Diego.
Yeah, I guess that's self-explanatory.
Literally called San Diego Comic Con.
have we ever been to a con down there? I don't think so.
No.
Or anything at
no.
that. Okay.
I don't even try because like you have to kind of know someone to get in now.
No,
or,
like, no.
Or have had previously bought one.
No. The let me explain. The purchasing process is very... it's kind of a pain in everybody's ass because it's random now. So you have to register for a member ID, and then you get a link to the just like this link to this room. It's a unique link to everybody. So if you give it to someone else, then
so
it's
PAX
not good.
Does that too, right? They have like waiting rooms and stuff.
No, PAX is just hey. It's on sale, guys. Come get it.
And everybody's going, ah!
And it's like Twitter. And so if you don't have Twitter, you're screwed. And so, but San Diego, they tell you when it goes on sale.
Okay.
You put the link in. You have a personal registration code. And so you're in this, like, waiting room.
Okay.
And then so, like, today, you can get in this waiting room at 8 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, they'll start sorting everyone that's in the waiting room randomly. And in line, so they randomize it
to make it more fair.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, whatever.
That's interesting. I think
we've never had luck. We had way better luck with the previous system where it's just go. You go. You click this link and you get in, and we always make it in every time. But,
wow.
Yeah, whatever.
Do you buy tickets for PAX ever?
Yes, we do. We have a number of us that stay on top of the Twitter
and then you all do it at once.
They all go in and basically for PAX, like I think we can buy a max of 4 tickets. Anyone who gets in, they always buy the max.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
someone somewhere in our circle of friends will want to attend
right,
and they'll
right.
buy it from
yeah,
us.
That's true.
Yeah.
I remember we went, I was I got a ticket to PAX like years ago, like 2009, and like it wasn't even a big deal. Like it was like, you want PAX tickets? I'm like, okay. And then we like went on, and we're like, let's just buy some PAX tickets. Like it was like, and then we ended up selling them for like $200. But it was so, it wasn't even a thing. It wasn't like a, you know, like we just like sauntered online and bought tickets. So it's crazy that what it is now.
It's so crazy. Yeah. It's just, you have to be on top of it. On the Twitter, have it set to notify you immediately. Your phone is on, your data is just draining because you keep it like on all day long, refreshing.
God, no, I can't. Stuff like that makes me nervous. Like Fanime in San Jose.
Yeah,
getting tickets is not an issue, but getting a hotel on their hotel block is an issue. So it's like, it's one of those things where like they don't tell anybody when it's happening. You don't know what time of year because they change it every year, and they're just like, hotel block open, and you're just like, fuck. And then everything's gone. It's like immediately, like there's no, and then people, or like their site just breaks because everybody it like goes to it all at once, and then like and then some people can get through and some can't, and then people drama. But Kevin and I did Airbnb, so we said suck it to everybody.
Yeah. that sounds like a good idea.
It was. Yeah, it's a
alternative.
We're staying in someone's guest house. So it'll be interesting.
We'll see how that works out.
But I couldn't deal with the whole
Well, yeah, we've thought about San Diego Comic Con has that.
Right. Thing and I heard too. That's a thing too.
It is. Yeah. I like this process better because, of course, you get in and you put in your top six hotels. Everyone has to pick a top six. And then you submit. And so I'm really, really quick with it. And so as long as you get it, so it starts at 9 usually.
Is that today too?
Oh, no. Oh. At a later time.
Okay.
You pick your top six, and as long as you get your submission under 2 minutes, pick your six and fill out all your information, name, address, and people staying with you, in under 2 minutes, you're guaranteed to get your number one. And so I got my number one last year, which was the adjacent hotel to the convention center, and it was like the best experience ever. You just see celebrities everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
So do the celebrities stay at the adjacent one, or do
they stay wherever I mean, I heard Hard Rock Hotel, they put them there. Gotcha. To in Indigo Bar, or in, not Indigo, the Hilton Hotel, which is where I got to stay last year. They were there. I like the entire cast of Arrow was there. Like we saw three of them just going up, and down the elevators.
Like, so.
And I got a selfie with Colton from Arrow. And I was like, yes,
that's cool. Yeah, because I mean, that's like one of the ones where like it's like movie celebrities, and
it's so mainstream. Yeah,
super mainstream. Yeah. Where you're like, you know, Scarlett Johansson, you're like, oh,
like what do you have to do with comics?
Well, Avengers.
I know the movie,
I guess.
Yeah,
Black. Well, and then she's supposed to be Ghost in a Shell.
Oh, I didn't
the
know that.
Main that's... the robot girl from
that's
Ghost in a Shell.
Cool.
And people are like doing petitions to try to get her because she's not Asian.
What?
Like there's like a, you know, like change.org or whatever, and all that stuff, and I'm like, change.org is for Obama, first of all. Like Obama cares that like Scarlett Johansson is like the lead in Ghost in a Shell. No,
it's been a while since I've watched Ghost in a Shell. Is the storyline based in Japan and the characters are supposed to be?
I don't remember because it's been a while. High school.
Yeah, same
like,
here.
On Adult Swim. Like,
I mean. I don't know what the problem is. Yeah. Like, why doesn't have to be Asian.
I think people are afraid it's going to end up like the Dragon Ball Z movie where it's like...
it's like a white guy.
Shitty,
right.
It was just shitty.
Oh,
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have white people wasn't... in it, just don't make a shitty movie and then maybe it'll be okay.
Well, then there's always...
be like this domino effect. So that's what people are worried. The first domino is toppled over. All right.
Well, like...
Obamacare.
Well, people are always like, well, I can't, you know, like... Because like Hollywood is really like white dominated, so like why can't they just hire like an Asian actress for it? Is like the question.
Do they have ones that they think should be?
That's
asked?
What I'm wondering. I mean, like, what if like everybody auditioned and they were just like, she was better? I don't know. Like,
I don't know. Yeah.
So if you have an opinion on who an Asian actress should be, please leave a comment below.
That's called Tumblr.com.
Yes.
Please share your thoughts to Tumblr.com on your own dashboard. Not on my YouTubes. I can't. Okay. Anyways, that's a rough topic.
Kind of is, because some people really think that anime is like all Japanese characters, but it's not really all.
Right.
I mean, they have a lot of stories.
Especially ones that are like blonde.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Or even they say they're white. Like, you know, sometimes they even like, this person's from England.
Yeah. They'll have like, think like Black Butler is not based in Japan.
Right, that's true, yeah.
But they speak Japanese just because
it's a Japanese cartoon,
yeah.
Right.
So it's all in Japanese. It's like, whatever.
I know. It's like the U.S. having an English cartoon, but then there's like people from other races in it. It's like they're speaking English because it's made in the U.S. and we speak English.
Well, people do that all the time in movies too.
Right.
Yeah. Like in Marco Polo, the Netflix original show, like it's all in English, but they introduce like parts in there where they speak the language of the Mongolians,
right.
But then they switch
to English.
So it's implied that it's all in that language, but they speak English so that, you know, we're not reading subtitles all the time.
Yeah, and people get really, I know I'm going way off topic though, but people get really offended by subtitles.
No.
Like
really?
Oh, well, okay. I work in the library part-time, and this one lady was pissed that she accidentally bought a foreign movie, and it had subtitles. And she was like, I don't have time to read subtitles. Like, she was, like, so upset. And I was just like, wow. So I know, like, people get, like the Marie Antoinette movie. They were like, why weren't they speaking French? And it was like, because it's a U.S.-made movie, you know. Like, all the actors are U.S. I mean, I guess they could have hired French, but that's just, bleh. You know? It's just like, anyways. Moving on. I watched this video last night. BuzzFeed made it, which inside made me angry, but that's okay. It was Disney?
Disney princesses.
Historically accurate Disney princesses.
Oh, I didn't
Have
get
you
to
seen
see
that?
I saw it, but I didn't click
watch
the link
it. Yeah.
to watch it, because
yeah.
I was like, on my way out.
Yeah.
Drive here.
I had time, so I clicked it. But it's pretty cool, actually. I mean, yeah, I didn't want to like it because it had BuzzFeed on it, so I was like, but I watched it, and so they did Snow White,
Belle,
and Belle looked like Marie Antoinette, because it's supposed to be like 1700s, like French Revolution, like that kind of. Obviously, she wasn't like monarchy, but when she went to that castle and he dressed her up, she would have looked like Marie Antoinette, you know, with like the hair and the you know, this hoop skirty thing and the regular
waist size. That's the only thing I've ever seen. Accurate, you know, Disney princesses.
Waist size.
Waist. Their waist was
Well,
this.
These were real people. Like,
yeah.
These
well,
yeah,
were,
okay. you know, I'm just saying. Yeah, but...
they brought up the waist issue.
No, they didn't. But the one I liked... I liked the Belle one because it was funny. Because I was like, huh, it would be like that. And Pocahontas. She was like topless and then covered in like animal skins, like actual
and tattoos
like all like more on her face and like, and then like there's like necklaces and, because you know Pocahontas is all I mean even Kevin was like, she's hot.
Yeah, people well, gonna cosplay yeah. the real princesses.
Oh, that would be an interesting cosplay.
What, like the video we saw?
Yeah.
That's why I brought it up, because it was very nice costuming. So if you like costuming, you should watch that video, because it was like really detailed, and like all the girls, I mean, they were historically accurate, and it was like very like, because a lot of the Disney princesses are like really old timey, so it was like 1300s.
Oh, they had a Jasmine too. And
yeah.
that was,
oh, I was gonna say
that was a
Jasmine
funny
was
one.
Super covered up. So she had like a head covering, and then like it was really bulky and like covered, because you know she's like,
yeah.
Okay, you know, in the movie when she goes to the market and she's trying to pretend she's not a princess and she's covered
that
up. That's basically what it looked like.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like just
was
kind
imagining.
Of lumpy and covered. And I was like, huh. I don't know. You don't think about it because you watch Disney movies. You're like, oh, I'm so pretty. Whatever.
What did the Ariel, the little mermaid, look like?
I was thinking about that. I was like, they should have done.
Context.
I was like, they should have done a historically accurate mermaid.
Yeah.
Just a monkey sewed onto a fish.
Yeah.
Did we see
right.
that?
Yeah.
New Zealand, wherever that
no,
was.
No, we went to the New York History Museum. The where the Night at the Museum is filmed.
Okay.
They had
up on the shore.
They had a mythology section, and so it was like fake. So, you know, it was like unicorns and stuff like that. And one of them was mermaids, and it was like, you know, people thought there were mermaids because these people would play jokes and sew like the top half of a monkey onto the bottom half of a fish. Okay. Yeah. And then like it was like their bones were together. So it was like it looked like human top and fish bottom. So that's why people had the actual like aerial skeletons there. Yeah, so it was aerial.
That sounds like something BuzzFeed would do though. Like just throw a mermaid in there just to throw off the video.
Yeah. It was like really nicely made and I was like, yeah. This doesn't, like when I think of BuzzFeed, I think of like 25 things 28-year-olds do, you know, or something. I don't know. And so it was really cool video. So I suggest I'll put it in the link, but you should watch it because it's pretty.
And it's cosplay related.
It is cosplay related.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. That's what I thought. I saw it on someone's cosplay page and I was like, oh, content. But that's what I was thinking. But you have some cosplays going on. Oh. Are you going to both Emerald City and SakuraCon?
I am. Okay. I am attending both.
And those are back to back. So
those are back to back. It's going to be really crazy and I don't know how I'm going to handle that.
Are you doing all different cosplays each time?
So Emerald City, I think I'm recycling one. Jubilee, Kotobukiya Jubilee version. And then the other one I'm trying to finish is Ling Xiao. Oh my god. Ling Xiaoyu from Tekken. Yeah. And it's this outfit where she's like in a panda themed outfit. And so I love it because it's so different from all the Asian-y ones that she wears. And this one's like she's wearing a backpack and she's got pigtails and is that the a panda on a pig on the backpack.
Is that the one you sent me?
Yes, that's okay. The one I sent you.
I'll upload that video.
So I'm trying to, I got the main outfit done. I just gotta get like the backpack made and the boots. I need to decorate the boots and some other accessories. And so I'm really close. It's just I'm working so hard on my Moogle Queen costume for SakuraCon.
This one's great. I gotta pull this one up for Rebecca because it's so ridiculous. Continue talking.
Basically, if some of you have played Final Fantasy 13 3 Lightning Returns, one of the garbs is called a Moogle garb, and it's Lightning with like these Moogles all around her. So she's got like these Moogles all around her and this Moogle shield with like a Moogle face shield and then this clock staff thing. And it's just so amazing that I decided I'm going to learn how to make a bajillion plushies for this cosplay. And so I've been spending a lot of time making this.
So her outfit composes of the Moogles?
Yeah. It's Moogles just hanging off of her. So I need to figure out how to even hang the Moogles on.
So cute.
So there's like a series of like, you can see that there's a series of like bigger size Moogles and then there's smaller ones across the upper half of Lightning. And so I got most of the bigger ones then. Now I just need to draft the pattern for the littler ones because I don't want to use this exact thing.
So she's been making like every single one of these. Like,
yeah, I've got all the colors made. There's four different colors. I got them all made and I have battery packs in all of them because I want their little
antenna thing.
Yeah, their diamond antenna thing to glow. So it's going to
you're going to be so heavy. You're going to be like.
But they're really light, but I think the weight of all of them will probably maybe 2 or 3 pounds.
So is the underneath just going to be like a really simple like tube dress?
Underneath, it's like, yeah, basically a spandex outfit. I actually already finished that. It's I made the design in Photoshop and then sent it to a website, customfabric.com or something like that, or fabric on order. I can't remember. I think it's fabric on order.
For the diamond?
Yeah, for the diamond. I actually created that myself. Okay. Because there's
you can't
just buy that. And so I love fabric. Fabric on demand, I think that's what it is. I'm gonna have to get that right, but they actually had the spandex fabric, which is what I wanted. And so I made it through there and it was not cheap. But thankfully, I'm small, so I only had to order
a certain amount of yardage.
Yeah, I know, a certain amount of yardage. I'm like, whoa, $30 a yard. Well,
yeah, that's what. I don't know. There's another one, you know, there's like 5 of those websites now, but I remember I went a couple years ago and it was like $26 a yard, and I was like, oh man.
I know. Yes.
Yeah, but so I mean, sometimes you have to.
Luckily, we know someone that can do it.
Oh,
Pablo says all would? The machinery to do it. Oh, yeah, that's what he does. So our friend, well, my friend that I met, Pablo, he owns a company that builds tights. So he
called Bombsheller.
Yes, Bombsheller.
Okay.
And they print patterns onto spandex and then just make tights. Like, that's all they do. So, like, yeah. Milk,
oh my
black
gosh.
Milk?
Black milk?
Black, oh, yeah, I know black
kind
milk.
Kind of like that. But they just, like, I think you can make your own custom
design. Yeah, whatever you
and,
want.
Like, print it.
Yeah.
What the heck?
And they,
next
we,
time,
we
guys.
We went to their office when they were, like, setting it up, and it's, like, the printer is just, like, it's, like, huge and, like, heavy and hot. Like, they had to, like, have a crane, like, lift it into the thing.
That's
and,
the dye sub machine,
and
yeah.
And they had to, like, send, like, they sent, like, a person to, like, fly over here to, like, instruct everyone, like, how to use it. Because it's, like, it's expensive, so you get a person with your printer.
A free person.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, I'm excited. I'm really excited for the Moogle one, honestly.
Oh my god, I know. Yeah. Me too. I'm almost done with the Moogles. There's two props now. That there's the Moogle face shield, and I'm just about done. I just been putting layers and layers and layers and layers of gesso on it. So then now I gotta sand this down, and then paint it. And then I actually just bought like an airbrush, which I've never used before. And so I'm gonna have to learn how to do it because the Moogle face shield has like blush around his cheeks. So,
do you have a garage?
No, I don't. I will just have to do this all in my apartment and breathe the fumes in overnight. It's cool. It's no big deal.
We did
epoxy.
Epoxy.
Yeah.
Fiberglass.
Stuff.
But
yeah.
Not,
I heard that's not something you want to do.
Well, okay, so there's a place over here in SLU that's called Tap Plastics, and they sell like unscented. It's not unscented, but it doesn't smell.
It's less toxic smelling.
Yeah, and it's like for like projects, like little projects, but we. The first time we got this stuff from like Home Depot, which is like for cars.
Yeah, we got the car one and that one.
And like our apartment, it was in Capitol Hill, just smelled like it for like months. And we made that red thing up there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's all fiberglass?
It's all fiberglass. And Kevin, like towards the end of it, he's like, I can't do this anymore. Like his brain like was just like, I can't, no more fiberglass, no more epoxy. But we finally found a place that doesn't smell.
Yeah.
That's good.
Ventilation. Don't die.
Ventilation is important. I did, my boyfriend did ask me to pick up some face masks for sanding.
So
I would just do it and it like blows up and Kevin's like, you really need to wear some.
Yeah, that's what causes mesothelioma.
Well, yeah, like
rare malignant type of lung cancer.
Oh, wait, let's just recite the commercial, everybody.
Usually associated with exposure to asbestos. I can keep going. I won't.
Well, when I stand, I actually literally, like, look up, so I'm just like...
Hold your face away.
Like, it's in a box, and I'm like, I'm watching TV, I'm like, okay, I look down, blow it off, I'm like, okay.
What if you, like, stand at something too much, and you're like, damn it!
That did happen.
Glue fixes it. Just glue some more stuff, and then sand it back down.
I know. God.
Oh, but
yeah, you need like goggles and then like a face mask.
Oh yeah, no goggles. I just like, I don't know. I really hate the face mask.
I think I wore sunglasses.
Oh yeah, that's
I
a good
have
idea.
Goggles, so I just put like crappy
I have
sunglasses.
Glasses. That works.
I think I don't get all the chunkers. And, like, oh my god.
No, my boyfriend was working on. We did make some. We were making these shapes of gems out of epoxy sculpt. And so, like, you can sand it, but it's a lot finer particles when you sand it because you have to use, like, much higher grit.
Yeah.
And so he was doing that while I was doing the Moogle shield, sanding the gesso, but he had his face really close. And so, like, while I'm just, like, he's just, like, you know, like, standing really close. And then I guess, like, he went to blow his nose. He's like, there's, like, black everywhere. I'm like, oh, honey, that's not good. He's like, no, we should get some face masks.
Yeah.
So that's why we have face masks, even though, yeah, whatever.
Oh,
be safe.
Gosh. Yeah.
Be safe when you guys do cosplay.
It's easy to just ignore it because you want to get it done. You're like, don't care. Let's go. My thing is, like, waiting for stuff to dry.
Oh, I know.
Like, I get really pissed off.
I haven't sanded all week because, well, I work full time. And so I'm like,
you get
one in the morning.
Are you tired when you get home?
No, not really.
Okay.
My job's not like that vigorous or like doesn't. I sit around a lot at my computer and like do a lot of. This is not. It's not like I do work, but
right,
I'm not like.
You're not like.
I'm not like
exhausted,
working and
yeah.
exhausted and sweating by the end of my shift. So yeah, I go home and it's like I decompress by working on this stuff.
Okay.
And so yeah, no, I'm not tired. But yeah, I forgot what we were talking about.
Sorry, I kind of went out. Oh, waiting for stuff to dry.
Oh, waiting for stuff to dry. Yeah, I'll do like one in the morning and then right before work, and I'll come home, and then I'll probably get in about like maybe 3 coats of just so through the night, because I'll let like each one dry about an hour and a half long. I'll put it in front of a space heater to speed it up.
That's what my problem with that stuff. It's like sometimes it depends on like the temperature. Mm-hmm. I live like your house, and then I'm like, I just want another layer, but it's like still like kind of wet.
Kind of wet, yeah. They say it speeds it up if you put it in front of a heat source.
Okay.
Like a heat gun.
That would make the most sense.
Yeah, so that's what I do.
Well, I don't want to put it in front, because usually it's like warbler, so then I feel like the warbler's going to like I don't know, you know.
It didn't, because my base is warbler too.
Okay.
And so you're not putting it right up against, you know, and it takes a little bit more heat than a standard space heater heat to distort the warbler.
Oh yeah, I just want to talk about warbler and heat for a second.
Okay.
Your warbler will not like undo itself in 90 degree weather. I've had people come up to me and they're like, I can't go in the sun because of my warbler. And I'm like, no. That doesn't make any sense. We're in California in the summertime. You're going in the sun. Okay. I'm just saying it's
okay.
It's happened. It's happened a couple times. And it's like, yeah, it's not. No.
I would imagine if it was really concerned that you have layers and layers and layers of paint on top of it, that it's kind of like a protective layer.
Right.
That
right.
It's going to keep it cool in a way. It.
Plus, it's up against your body, which is not a cold thing. like, I don't know. I just wanted to say that out loud.
A pretty sturdy material.
Yeah, it's not.
It's for shoe plastics, I mean, shoes.
Yeah, it is.
It can resist heat.
You have to use the heat gun, and the heat gun gets really hot.
Yeah. So, really.
To even mold it. I'm trying to get Rebecca on the warbler train.
It's great. It's such a pain, but it's such great results in the end. It's so much more durable.
And you're super crafty, so I feel like you'd be better at it than I am, too.
Yeah.
Like, she just, like, pulls it out of her butt, and she's like, done, and I'm like... Like, me, I'm, like, failing. Because, you know, you can, like, reheat it and, like, adjust it.
Oh, yeah,
it.
Adjust
I'm
just like, yeah. Yeah, my hands were burnt Thursday night because I was trying to reheat warbler. I was trying to make a braid, so I have to, like... I heated up all these scraps. And of course, that's
like
really
twist
hot.
Them
and I twisted, I did like two strings of it or whatever, and then I did a 2-string braid, and it was for my Shiro crown from No Game No Life, and so it was really hot. Like, my hands are just like burning at the end. I'm like, it hurts.
I didn't. Oh my god, braiding war.
Worth it.
Yeah, I can't. I can't even do anything. I'm just like. I don't know. We have a friend that we worked with. Her name's Alicia, and she only goes to Emerald City, but she did Wonder Woman, and she was like, "Oh hey, what do you? Can I ask what you like use? Like, what's a good material?" And I was like, "Oh, warbler," and then she's like so good at art, like everything she touches, it's just like, ah! And so she's like, first time doing warbler, like she just created like the breast thing, the plate, and then like the crown thing.
The tutorial she made is,
and
like
then she made a tutorial.
The go-to tutorial.
Yeah,
like,
for
wow,
Wonder Woman.
First time warbler user.
Yeah,
it's all
and so
over
it's
place.
All over on Tumblr.
Oh my
like gosh. Thousands and thousands, and then like it's on like sometimes I'll just run across it on like a website. I'm like, oh.
Hey, it's you.
Yeah. Like, it was like, she was like, she's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Done. And I'm like, screw you. Like, yeah, that's what it was. Like, she's always like, she's just so good at anything art related. Like, she's like, I don't know what's going on. Boop. I'm like,
oh my God.
And then I'm like struggling, crying, and like,
oh, yeah. No, I usually have to plan my crap out like weeks, months, and think about it on a daily basis before I start it.
So you're smart. I didn't realize, I was trying to make like a neck thing, and I didn't realize that it needs to be into like separate pieces otherwise, because if you just make one solid neck piece, it's like this. So I made one solid neck piece, and then I was like, that's not how shit works, Holly. Like, so I had to remake it and make it into like, you know, like 3 like sections.
Yeah.
So bend, because your neck is not, your body is bent. Sorry, that's my thought process. Everything in one piece. No, things need seams. Even more blah.
Even more blah.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm just here.
You look
just
nervous.
Oh, no. I just want to keep an eye on the time. Make sure we don't go over. That's all.
Oh, who cares? We always go over.
Yeah, no, but somebody has to edit this, so.
By midnight.
By midnight.
He always says that. It has to be done by midnight.
Well, it gives me a time limit. Anyway.
It's good to have goals.
Exactly. It is. It is. Oh, I wanted to talk about traveling to cons.
We touched on it earlier.
Airfare for cheap.
Yes.
Did we touch on that earlier?
Well, not airfare. We talked about Airbnb and like booking hotel rooms and stuff like that.
That's not about airfare.
This sounds really specific.
I know. Well, because there's a lot of people that I see, they're like, oh, I wish I could go to blah, blah, blah. But it is expensive. Like, crap's expensive. Like, it's like flying to places and getting, like, the hotel room and blah, 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 blah.
That's, can add
like
up real quick.
$1,000. So, we use this thing called Airfare Watchdog. And do you use it?
I've used it, and I use Yapta. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Oh. Yapta.
Is it like the same thing where it alerts you?
I think it's the same thing. It alerts you when fares go down.
Yeah.
And then it shows you a little graph on like when was the lowest. And then it's high for a while. So you're like, shit, I should have bought it that day. Yeah, yeah. And now it's this high forever.
Yeah. It's like it's like Newegg does that too on products. Like they're like, oh, it was really cheap like last week. And you're like, damn it.
Yeah, right? No.
But yeah, so I should sign up for that one too. But Airfare Watchdog, like you sign up and you say, from Seattle to all these towns that you,
just put it in
the next like maybe like 9 months you want to go to, so like San Diego or LA, and then when a really cheap flight comes up, it'll like email you and be like, hey, this is happening, and we've gotten, because when we went to KatsuCon, which is in Washington D.C., the first year we went, we paid $500 each round trip, and then I signed up for Airfare Watchdog, and last year we did it, and it was $250
each. Damn, yeah. And that's so good.
And we were like, I can't believe we paid that much.
To D.C.?
Yeah.
And into Ronald Reagan?
We went into Ronald Reagan the second time, which is like that's like an exclusive airport. It's where the president flies out of.
Okay.
It's really small. It's weird. Yeah. It's like, and then like the flight path is weird because like all the senators and crap that live in D.C. don't want to hear the airplane. So like the plane has to like take off and then like immediately turn to like go down this, because otherwise if it doesn't, like it'll violate the noise.
Goes over the neighborhoods. Geez. Yeah.
The neighborhoods where all the rich people live.
Aww.
So they like literally made it like a law that like the airplanes from that airport can't like go that way.
Maybe they shouldn't have built the rich neighborhoods by the airport.
Right. Yeah, go away. I don't know. I was reading about that because people were talking about like the weirdest like airports to fly in. Oh. San Diego is one of them, actually.
Oh, is that right?
I guess you get like really close to like the buildings and stuff.
Oh, you do? Yes, I remember now. Yeah. I was like, hey, some houses and...
But it's like downtown San Diego, too, like almost on the skyscrapers and stuff. Yeah, people... I've seen, like, videos of it.
I was gonna say, have we been to San Diego.
Okay. No, I haven't. Maybe you did by
yourself.
Maybe
I did for work or something. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I've never been there. I don't really have a reason to go there, so...
San Diego Comic Con, maybe.
Yeah.
You could just go. Just to take
just
pictures.
Just stand outside of it.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the thing is that there's just so many things to do around the city, like Comic-Con related. They have a lot of off-site events that you don't need a badge for. There's a lot of cosplayers that hang around, too, on the outside. Like, you don't have to go inside if all you're going to do is be there to take photos of cosplayers or just enjoy the city.
It'd be so hot, though.
Yes, it is. It's hot.
Because I think to us, like LA, like Anime Expo, which is like 2 weeks before it, I think, is like really hot. That's LA. So that's like
you
San Diego.
Would
like,
want to pay so you can be inside,
the AC.
Right? The AC, because but LA is really dirty. Like I was taking pictures. I like roll around, you know, on the ground and stuff, and like. It's hot, so I'm wearing like shorts and like my legs are like black. And I was like, LA's so dirty. Like we like go back. I like went into the bathroom like at the convention center and I'm like my legs like in the sink and I'm like,
because
it's just like, I mean, like, you know, we have so much rain here that it just like washes
it's
away
so clean.
The dirt. So LA doesn't have that, so like whatever's on the ground has been on the ground for months. Like I never like appreciated it until this past year. Like I was like, Seattle is so clean.
Yeah, the air is so much cleaner here than everywhere else.
Yeah, so I just look like a dirty hooligan all of Anime Expo. because my shorts were like light colored. They were like jeans, but they were like light
and
so
beige.
Like, yeah, they were like, so if I sat down, it's like black spot. I'm like, whatever, I don't care anymore.
So
after like 2 hours,
white.
I'm like, fuck it.
Yes. avoid white in LA.
Yes.
Don't wear white in LA.
Or don't, if you, I mean, or don't sit anywhere.
Outside.
Yeah. You can wear white. Just don't move. Just go like this.
Don't touch anything.
And then,
yeah.
And then walk like this. Yeah. But you have to go to Anime Expo this year. And you have to go eventually.
Oh, gosh. I would love to. Yeah. I really want to.
Why haven't you done that?
Because I pay to go to San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, Comic-Con.
$60.
No, but flying.
I have to take more time off and like
just
fly.
Just pop a tent out front, isn't it?
Just pop a tent.
Back to back weekends, right?
No, are they're a couple weeks apart, I think.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Then, yeah, so that'd be kind of
annoying. About 2 weeks apart. I wish I could go. Yeah. What I really want to go to is Dragon Con, but that's always a weekend of PAX.
Right. Yeah. They're always the same weekend. So but I've heard it's so hot there and muggy. Because of
Atlanta.
Right? So, like, everybody just crams inside. Like, no one hangs outside.
Everything inside is going to be all muggy, too, maybe.
Probably, yeah. Like, anime.
All the body heat.
Different kind of muggy.
Yeah, the body
different,
kind.
Yeah.
Sweat.
I know. I hate when you, like, walk into a con. You're like, you just feel it. Like, it's like this, like, dunk. And you're just like,
hold your breath.
Yes. God, PSA, yeah. Take a shower.
Oh, da-dung.
Yeah, deodorant.
Deodorant.
You know. Bring some baby wipes with you too. I mean, those aren't just for babies.
Right.
You can use it for like, I use it to wipe off my makeup too. Like,
oh, really?
If I'm too lazy at night to wash my face, I'm just going by my bed. I'm like, wipe off and then throw it away.
I use Costco makes a makeup remover wipes,
mm-hmm.
and I use those. Those are really good.
Well, this photographer one time told me, it was a photographer for a wedding. He like photographed models and stuff in the past, and so he said that he always recommended baby wipes for them because it doesn't leave behind like an oil residue.
Huh.
So I started using it, but it's great for like, you know, conventions. You know, if you're like sweating
like clean,
a little bit,
yeah.
clean your neck off. You know. Clean your armpits, I don't know, whatever. You know, add some fresh deodorant.
Like in the bathroom, like...
Yeah, and it really helps. You just don't know that you're smelling. You just do it, you know?
Preemptive.
That's true. I'm,
wipe your armpits.
It's like a poster. Or like someone's walking around with like free baby wipes. Wipe your armpits. Wipe your armpits. You!
I see armpit stains. Yeah.
You may not think it, but you need it.
Baby wipes.
I know. It's like you know, these kids, they just get so excited. And they don't want to, like, take the time to, like, you know.
Oh, because you're too busy.
Eat or shower. It's like no one eats there either.
Yeah.
I want to, like, shove food in people's mouths.
Oh, gosh.
Stop eating Pocky and ramen. Eat, like, a burger.
Something with meat. Protein.
Yeah, like, protein. Like, it's, like... Now I know why people, like, we see people crying at, like, every con.
And, really?
And my theory is because they're hungry.
Like, real crying?
Oh, yeah. Like,
oh,
full
yes.
on,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
Okay.
Why? Why would you cry at a con?
Well, my theory is, like, things start to get dramatic between friends.
Oh.
But my
theory
is that they're hungry, so then they get angry at each other, and then someone makes someone cry.
Okay.
Because when we get hungry, we get, like...
snippy
like, yeah.
at each other.
Oh, okay.
But people also cram like 15 people into a hotel room. So.
Right. And no one's sleeping, no one's showering, no one's eating.
I actually had a really bad experience with that. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it was my first experience and it's going to be my last experience. I went to Otakon in Baltimore last August, my first trip out there. And yeah, I made arrangements with this person that I've never met before. It was just like online forums and whatever. And she was just like, oh, there's going to be 8 people in this 2-bedroom hotel room. So I'm like, okay. Okay, I can
but
do this.
But it made
this.
The hotel,
it's going
like,
to
super
be,
cheap,
like,
right?
$50.
Yeah,
right, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know?
Yeah.
And so I get there. And, of course, you know, not everyone's going to be in the... I mean, nobody knows each other. And they're not all going to be, like, in the room at the same time. Except,
yeah,
like, at night, you know?
Right.
And most of them just stay up late. They don't get back until, like, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, I get there. And then she's like, oh... I'm adding 3 more people.
Oh,
I'm like, oh my god. And like, I already sleep at the end of the bed because I'm small and I can, you know? And then they had like people sleep, like mostly the guys were sleeping on the floor.
Yeah.
And I walk in and there's like this stench.
Oh, no.
I mean, mean, she did propose. She did say, you know, everyone, you need to shower. You know, like, just be clean. But there's still that stench because some of them don't, you know, shower. And at one point, this one guy came in. He took his shoes off and, oh, God, clean your feet, too. If you're going to share
baby
a room.
Baby wipe your feet.
Baby wipe your feet if you're going to share a room with 15 people. Or don't take your shoes off ever. It's just, it stunk the whole room up. Like, it was this moldy smell. Like, and so we told him not to take his shoes off. Or go clean his feet.
I like how everybody was like, mm-mm.
So, yeah, I can't imagine.
Even eight people, my brain would blow.
Well, that's the thing. I couldn't sleep. Like, they're like, I want to stay up and talk all night and laugh. And I'm just trying to sleep. You know, it took me 3 hours to finally fall asleep when the volume would go down and someone would, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like, it's just, I'm a light sleeper. Yeah. So it was not.
I would have been experience. Like, listen, it's like 4 a.m. You need to shut the
fuck up. No, seriously. Like, I had like maybe 4 to 5 hours of sleep, of sleep for those two nights.
And you were grouchy? There.
I was not that grouchy. I woke up and I was like, thank God I'm not going to be in this room for the rest of the day. I'm going to see my family. Because they came. I had family over there. And my half-sister was really excited to come for her first convention. So I was like, I'm just going to go hang out with them.
Yeah.
And take pictures of cosplayers.
Yeah. No, I would.
Ugh. Yeah, no.
I don't even like being neighbors with people. Like
congoers.
Yeah, like when there's like 12 people in
the
room.
Really?
They're always
really loud. Yeah.
We had one incident where it was like 2 in the morning and they were jumping around and like yelling.
They were body slamming each other.
Yeah, they're on a Mountain Dew fueled rage. So we called security.
So we had to call because they were like throwing each other against the wall. What? Like it was the weirdest sound. It was like boom, and we were like, what the fuck?
Like what's going on?
Yeah,
there?
Like we were trying to figure it out, and it was like all boys. Or sounded like all boys. It was all boy voices. And so we had to call security. And thankfully, the guy looked, like, super scary. Like, it wasn't like someone that was like, oh, can you please, like, be quiet? The guy was like...
Keep it down!
Yeah. He, like, banged. He was like, don't. Like, on the door. And then they, like, were like... Oh. And he was like, you guys need to, like... Yeah. He was, like, super rude to them. And I was like, thank you. And then the whole rest of the weekend, they were quiet. Because it's, like... I mean, you can do whatever you want, really, but
just respect
it's 2 a.m.
Exactly.
Stuff.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I mean, normally, like for SakuraCon, me and my friends will share. Like, I'm okay with sharing rooms with people that
you know.
That I know,
yeah, because you respect
you know,
each other.
Because they know that they're going to shower, you know? And so, and baby wipe themselves. but yeah, like, we'll usually have maybe 5 or 6 of us, you know, not, you know, like, in one night and just, like, hanging out, you know, but, like, I'm an old person, so I fall asleep by like midnight. And then they'll go out, you know, go out and do stuff at the convention.
Oh, really?
And then, yeah, like because shit like happens all night at the convention. Yeah.
I'm too tired though. I'm just
I know, I don't want to, but my brother and the guys, they all go out into the convention and just hang out because they have late night stuff going on there. I don't know.
Hentai worth watching.
18 plus.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Weird.
You're like, I don't want to know what you're going to watch. Just go.
You're going to do this together? It's awkward. I don't know what they do. Just joking.
I hope your brother, you should share this with your brother. He'll be like, dang it.
I just know they went to go to this, like, it was like a swimsuit competition.
Whoa. like girls?
Yeah. Girls and, like, anime, you know, cosplay, you know, and, like, that character version in bikini.
The beach episode.
You're right, like all the beach episodes of all the animals.
Watermelons flying.
Yeah, they'll just go to that. I'm like, okay, you know, and they'll come back and tell
me. That's like in the middle. That was like
that's the middle of the night. Yeah, that's like you know, really like 10, 11 o'clock or something like that. Yeah,
that's usually.
Yeah, that should be at like 2 p.m. because that would go.
No, because that's when Hentai Worth Watching. We all went that one time.
Yeah,
it was like at 10:30.
Hentai Worth Watching was like at 11.
Yeah.
That's a funny one, though. They, like, make
it's a comedy.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's just people dubbing over Hentais.
Yeah.
And it's
pretty funny. But they were doing it earlier. Like, we saw it, but we couldn't go because we had a photo shoot. But they
last
were doing,
year?
Yeah, Anime Expo. But they were doing it at, like, 9 p.m. And I was like, that's so early. It's like, I mean, I know a lot of the kids that are under 18. But there's a lot of us that are over 18 that don't want to stay up till midnight. Sorry.
That's me.
I don't know, cons, okay, I can stay up till midnight on a regular day, but like cons, I'm like done.
I'm so tired.
I'm so tired. Yeah.
13 hours.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go home.
And everybody's running around, and like, especially when you're in cosplay, you're just like, I'm uncomfortable now. Like, I just want to take this wig off. I want to take this outfit off. I want to go into sweats and just eat something.
Exactly, because like
taking your eyelashes off is like the best feeling.
Oh, I know. I wish I could take mine off right now just for the feeling. Yeah. And then put it back on. Like, oh, that feels good. Okay, now I gotta put it back on. Yeah. For the shoot later.
It is like, well, at like the end of a day, like a con day, and you're just like, oh, and you're just like taking all your stuff off, and then you like take your eyelashes off, you're like, oh yeah, like it's just like, it's like literally weight off of your eyeballs.
Are you
like,
real? Yeah, it's you don't realize it. Yeah. You don't realize it until you take it off. You've worn it all day.
But eyelashes are a necessity for photo shoots.
Yes, I have some on
right now, and I bet on camera it just looks like
normal.
Yeah, like from eyelashes. Far away, but yeah. Like my boyfriend this morning like was like up close to me, and he's just like, those are way too long. I'm like, stand over there.
Yeah, it's gonna look normal.
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, when I first started cosplaying, like, you know, like when we would do stuff, or we went to Anime Expo together, like someone took like a nice picture of us, and I was like, you can't even see my eyelashes. Like, they, like, I mean, they're normal length to me, but like on the camera, it just doesn't even show up. And I was like, that's it. Motherfucking fake eyelashes.
Everything look bigger.
Yeah, they do.
They make my eyes bigger, and it's like my eyes are kind of small because I'm Asian.
If you didn't know.
Because there's... No. I'm not saying all Asian eyes are small, okay? But I just have... I think mine are okay, or like medium size, but I like that eyelashes can accentuate.
It defines it.
It defines it. It makes it bigger, and I just, yeah.
It makes you look like you're wearing makeup, which is weird, because if you just wear mascara, even though you are wearing makeup, on camera, it just, like, washes out. So it like, doesn't even... Even, like, Rebecca, she has huge eyelashes, and they wouldn't even...
Are those real?
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
Are those real?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fine. They're as long as my fake ones.
But she even wears fake eyelashes, because they do. Yeah.
It makes eyes pop.
Yeah.
My boyfriend doesn't understand that. I'm like, it's for cosplay.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Makeup.
Go away.
Pictures. I'm going to wear it for my wedding, too. Yeah. Okay?
During your wedding day, he's like, take them off.
It's not natural. Good.
No, I know. Anyways, I think we've overgone our limit.
No, we haven't.
Master.
I think we're right on time right now.
Oh.
So we're good.
That is a Korean Asian person on your phone.
That's a Chinese person.
That's me.
That's Kevin.
Oh, I can't tell from here.
I like how you guess like Korean.
I don't know. Most of my friends have K-pop singers on their phones.
Oh, isn't that a little compliment?
I guess.
I'm always like, you know, the K-pop, because K-pop guys are like beautiful, right?
Oh, yeah,
because
they're very attractive.
They have plastic surgery, and like they're not like normal people don't look like that. Like they didn't come out like that.
I don't know. They all have plastic surgery.
No, they do.
Really?
The guys.
What do they have to do to their faces?
Everything.
Yeah, eyelids,
the nose.
Yeah.
Like his nose would be way too big for K-pop. Way too big.
Well, that's an Asian nose, though.
That's what I'm saying. If you look at all the K-pop noses,
they're so
very small. Even the guys, and the guys get like their jaws like shaved down, like the bone thing, and the
So they're all fake.
That's why they're so beautiful.
Yeah.
No offense to people who are.
Oh, yeah.
From the Korea.
Well, I mean, plastic surgery.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, that's beautiful. I'm just saying it's a little deceiving. You know, you're like, what? You're so beautiful, but...
It's really cheap there. I had a couple friends that flew.
I had a couple surgeries.
Yeah, secretly. You didn't know this. No, I had friends that flew, like, that live in the U.S. They flew back to Korea, because that's where they were from, and to get plastic surgery while they were visiting family. They were just like, it's... so cheap there to get it done.
But you had a friend that had the eyelid, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going
to
mention
that. Didn't it go back to regular eyelid, though?
Oh, I think one of them did.
She didn't like her double
No,
eyelid.
It, like, it did it, like, naturally. Yeah, it undid the surgery.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't pay $2,000 to go back to normal.
Like a whoa.
I used to want that, but then... eyelashes give me that. So you just wear fake eyelashes.
Oh, it makes it.
It does. It gives it a little bit, like, makes it, yeah, sometimes.
He has them naturally.
A lot of Asian people do. It's just some Asian people, like me, don't. And yeah. So, like, yeah, I don't know.
Unfortunately, Kyle doesn't.
Kyle has one on, one off.
Yeah. Let's just stare at Kyle.
Double eyebrows.
Eyelids.
Double eyebrows.
Why not? It depends on the day. So.
It depends on the day.
I have one that's always on.
But I like looking at the Korean plastic surgery before and afters. Like, it's really, like, I'm always, like, amazed.
I think it's attractive, but that's just me. You know, like, I think a lot of people who are not of the Asian ethnicity would, like, disagree to that, because a lot of them, like, I read forums and, like, a lot of Asian girls are like, oh, I want this done, and then an occasional, like, white girl would join and be like, I think Asian eyes are beautiful, and I'm just like, oh,
It's because it's you want what you don't have,
right?
Like as a white person, I'm like, looks fine to me.
Yeah, and, like,
you know,
my boyfriend says the same thing, yeah, too. He's like, no, like, I like these eyes on people as it should be. It's their eyes and they should love it, and it looks great on them. And he doesn't support plastic surgery in any way, but when I see it done, I'm just like, wow, it's so beautiful. My mom did the same thing too. Like, I mean, she never got the surgery, but she complimented a before and after photo.
Yeah.
And then she's like, look how nice this looks, you know? I'm like, I know, right? And I'll be like, honey, see, my mom supports it.
To me, it's not like, it's going to be sound weird. It's like satisfying to look at in this weird way.
Yeah.
It's like especially I specify the Korean ones because I feel like when the Korean people do it, they get like everything done at once. It's not like where white people will get like the nose job and then like 2 years later get like some, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like when the Korean plastic surgery do it, it's like their whole face like changes.
Get it done.
Yeah.
So you don't have to.
So it's just like, it's like looking at the before and the after is like, whoa, you know, like it's like totally different. And I've seen some people where like it like helped their life actually.
Yeah.
Because of like just they had problems they were getting made fun of, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, it's like, if you want to get it done, I don't care.
Yeah,
I'll look at it online and be satisfied.
There was this article where, like, this, it was in China actually. A Chinese did
was it that family thing? Oh, sorry,
I don't know. Maybe we're talking about the same thing. But they showed a picture of her, and she just looks very beautiful, right? And she got married,
and then had the kids.
And then
that was fake.
That was fake?
Yeah,
really?
It ended up being fake.
Oh, what?
It was an ad for plastic surgery.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
No,
they
but
made
I've
up
seen
a
that
story.
Yeah,
for it.
So
it's a very convincing story.
It's good. It
well, so, in case some of you guys don't know,
yeah,
it's basically, you know, there's a story about this girl who had a baby, and her husband's like, why is this baby so ugly?
Well, you gotta backtrack. So the girl was, quote, ugly, and then she got plastic surgery in China, where she's from, to be, you know, like, really glamorous. And then she married this super hot guy. Then they had babies, but their babies were, like, really ugly. And so the thing was, like, the dad was, like, the story was, like, he was suing her because it was, like,
false advertising.
Right.
Oh, he didn't know she had surgery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't tell him he had surgery, so they had these ugly kids, and then he was, like, pissed. But it ended up being... We found out later it ended up being fake. It was an ad for a plastic surgery company.
I don't understand how that is an ad that basically says if you get plastic surgery,
it's
you're
like,
going to have ugly babies and
like
get a divorce.
Tongue-in-cheek thing.
like
to I don't know.
It didn't seem like a very... You think you make an ad with a positive outcome, but that was a negative outcome. That was like divorce, a lawsuit,
but it was
and ugly babies.
It was
like,
gonna look hot. But it was a funny story, right? Like, it was a funny story. Like, you're like, oh my god, that's hilarious. Like, he's like, false advertising, my children are ugly because you were ugly. I don't know, but yeah, no, that story got passed around a lot. And then I think Snopes, if you do like Snopes.com, it's like, no. But it's funny. I read that story. No, that's
well,
yeah.
This makes it funnier knowing that it was for advertising for plastic surgery. I'm like, I would totally not make that as an advertisement.
Lie to your future spouse.
Right, yes. What? Yeah, that's not what I want to teach my kids.
But then it doesn't. That does bring up a good topic of conversation. Are your kids gonna look like your past self?
Well, of course.
Of course.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
your genes, right?
I mean, not are. Okay, I shouldn't have asked the question. Are they? They are. I mean, but when you're combining it with someone, I mean, you know. Oh, like
how
like,
much? Yeah.
Well, it was his
yeah.
fault for not being extra hot to make up for it.
That's true. His hot, his extra hot jeans didn't dominate.
I know, right?
Anyways.
Yes. All right. All right. Well, I think that'll wrap it up for episode 5.
Yeah. Thanks for coming, Lillian.
Yes. Oh, thank you for having me.
Yes. I was so excited. I was nervous. I was like, I'm going to ask her to join the podcast.
First ever.
Yes. Yay.
All right.
Thank you for joining us. We will be back next week. I promise. We didn't do one last week because I was in bed seriously ill.
Yes.
And hopefully that will never happen.
Ever again.
Ever again.
Or, and it was only the day we filmed, not any other day.
Right.
Just that day.
Yes. But that's okay. So next week.
We'll be back again. Yes. Maybe with Kyle.
Yeah, woo! Maybe with Kyle.
Maybe.
We'll see if he comes.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.